Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
That I was like, I love it.
Love it.
You know my name. He said it again. He said, you know my name. Yeah. You know my name.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. I am yours truly, Dr. Laron Matthews. I'm overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We're located about 10 minutes outside the city of Chicago. We are in the south suburbs where the kingdom of God is exploding, and we're celebrating what God is doing. We're only 15 minutes from the border of Indiana, northwest Indiana, and we're excited for you that are joining us from around the world, to our covenant partners, our virtual members, our sons and daughters that are connected to us. We are excited about what God is doing in this month. The Word of God says in Psalm 55 and verse 17, it says, gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. I tell you, people of God, this month that we're in and the season that will follow it require people of God to be strong in their walk. The word of the Lord God said, they that know their God will do great exploits. They that know their God will move in the things of the kingdom of God. In a time that we're in, we are viewing the exposure of the hand of the enemy that were against us. God is revealing himself to us in such a powerful way. And he's revealing to us all that we need to overtake the diabolical spirits that have been launched against us in the ministry. You are on a mandate in the earth realm. And many of you, you don't even know that you are being mandated or has been mandated by God to overtake every diabolical entity that has been sent up against you. As we're preparing to go into a time of prayer and a time of intercession, I want you to take this time to set your heart as a flint, so that the Spirit of the Lord God will release to you the great mystery kingdom of God over satanic spirit forces and spirits that are assigned to distract us or even cause confusion. our intercessors are very pivotal to the right now of the earth realm and this dispensation. Our intercessors know how to go into the presence of God, to have a session with God, then receive information, data, and knowledge of demon presence in their activity so that they can come out to intercede for the men, women, families, nations, countries, all through the seven continents. And they will have power to do it. That's why intercessors are then interceders so they can intercept for the body. So many of you right now, God wants to use you every area of your life, not just a Sunday morning church or a Tuesday night Bible class, Wednesday, Thursday, or whatever it's deemed you to do the work of God. Your job as an intercessor are point men in the spirit realm. Your mandate is very critical to the substratum of lives of God's people. And what you're doing is you're overtaking in that particular realm and dimension of the spirit. So you can overrule every diabolical intent of Satan in those spirits in the spirit realm. God has called you to this place for such a time as this. The Word of God talks about it when you're talking about intercessors and prayer warriors. He said, the harvest has passed, the summer has ended, yet the people are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people, am I hurt, and black and astonished, has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? When and when is not the health of the daughter of my people recover? And they realize that in Psalm and Jeremiah chapter number 9, he said, and thus said the Lord, consider ye and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for the cunning women, that they may come. And let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, for our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids may gush with water. God is calling us to a pivotal place right now. Two areas that the world is playing on. They're playing on prayer and they're playing on the prophetic. And many people are being confused by the prayer and the prophetic. God needs people that will be able to open up the portal and explain the details of how you can go in for yourself and be able to speak and decree and declare those things that be not in the earth realm. Intercessors are critical. Prophets are critical in the earth realm. Intercessors can tap in. Prophetic people can too, and they can release the oil of God. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer. Whatever you ask in the Lord for, always remember, call on the intercessor. If anything ever happens in my life, I tell the people, call on the intercessor. Let them know so they can stand in the gap for me, and they can stand in the gap for you. They can stand in the gap for your family. They can stand in the gap for the purpose and the mandate. We'll talk more at the end. We're getting ready to go into a powerful prayer. God bless you. Here's my prayer for you today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The scripture will be coming out of Psalm 27 and 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Please listen when I pray. Have pity. Answer my prayer. My heart tells me to pray. I am eager to see your face, so don't hide from me. I am your servant, and you have helped me. Don't turn from me in anger. You alone keep me safe. Don't reject or desert me. Even if my father and my mother should desert me, you will take care of me. Teach me to follow, Lord, and lead me on the right path because of my enemies. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah, as we enter into this new month, we will go forward in the Ten Commandments with the sound of the shofar. commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not. Thank you for the Ten Commandments, Father, and we repent for anywhere we've fallen short of your word, Father, as we go forward in this prayer, in this time, in this day. And we just thank and praise you for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives. And we ask you to forgive us of our sins, Father God. As you have staked your territory, Father God, forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. We love you so much. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father God, to keep us and continue to protect us as we go through this day. Thank you for staking your territory, Father God, and making your presence known in each and every household. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Father, for putting your foot on the devil's neck. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the victory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank and praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we lift up each and every person on the line, Father, I ask you to touch each and every one of us, Father God, in the places that we need you most, Father God. I ask that you lead and guide us, Father God, in the plain path because of our enemies, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we meditate on your word, hallelujah, day and night, Father. And we're asking that you manifest things in our lives that we need so desperately to come to pass. So I ask you, Father, to lead and guide us throughout this time, throughout this day. Bless those, Father God, who are sick and shut in, Lord, and I ask that you give them the strength they need as they're lifting their heads up from that place, Father God. In the name of Jesus, all grieving families, Father God, on yesterday, those who passed away, Lord, and under my care, I ask that you lead and guide them, Father God, and give them, nourish them back into the place of knowing that they're not alone, Father, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, that you purge us with hyssop, Father God, as we go forward in this day. That you wash us and cleanse us and purge us, Father God, from anything that could cause any separation, Father God. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We know that bad company corrupts good manners, so we're asking you, Lord, to surround us continuously with those who believe and receive who you are and what you can do in our lives, Father God, and what we can do, hallelujah, to the kingdom and be the impact that you would have us to be in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Father God, and we ask for revelations, Father God, revelations in the name of Jesus. We ask for revelations, Father God, for your will and your purposes of our lives, Father God. We ask you, Father God, that you give us that spirit of wisdom, hallelujah, in revelation. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Hallelujah. Much prayer, much power. Let the eyes, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Anything trying to obscure our vision, Father, we ask that you take the scales off our eyes, the plugs of our ears, that we will hear and see what thus saith the Lord, Father God. Anything that's trying to block or dim our light, Father God, we ask that you give us a clear vision of the atmosphere, hallelujah, and the place that you would have us to be. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God, as we enter into this prayer watch, Father God, will you say for us to watch and be therefore always able to, hallelujah, see and understand the things that you would have us to see as you're teaching us this next level of prayer, Father. I'm asking you, Father God, that we be the watchmen on the wall, that we watch and also always pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, as we believe in these things to come to pass, Father God. We know we're in a dangerous season, Father God, but you're the God of more than enough. You are blessing us. You are purging us. You are protecting us, Father God, and you're not allowing the enemy to destroy anything that you've given us, Father God. You said, watch and therefore pray. So I plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I denounce not buying any attack upon the light of our lives, Father God, in the night season and in the day. I bind and take authority over every demon that has been released against me, my family, the family on this line. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Let the evening tide trouble the enemy, Father God. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. You said for us to bind up, cast out, and the blood of Jesus prevail against any attack upon our family, upon our prayer life, Father God. Hallelujah. Give us the deliverance, Father God, that we need and desire as we call out for the things that you have for us to do, Father God, the things that you have for us to break through, Father God, through our words, because we come in the volume of the book that's written of us, your word, glory be to God. So you instruct us, Father God. You instruct us in the night season, Father God. You have a song in our heart, Father God, that will carry us through, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we receive your knowledge, Father God. We receive your fullness, hallelujah, your faithfulness, Father God, and we bind and rebuke every spirit that tries to come against the things that you have promised us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we bind anything that would try to come against our dreams, glory be to God, whether it be incubus, succubus, in the name of Jesus, anything that would attack us in the night, Father God, glory be to God, and try to scatter us in the day. We call all fragments that have been scattered back into alignment. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just plead the blood of Jesus that we release the sword of your powers, Father God, of hell, to come against the spirit in hell that's trying to penetrate the lives of each and every household. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we gird up, We gird up in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. For your word says for us to gird up, glory be to God. Gird our swords up, hallelujah. Ah, in the name of Jesus, Father, let our enemies fall by the sword. Hallelujah. We release the sword, glory be to God, of the Lord against all the Leviathan spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father God, glory be to God. Send your angels, Father God. Send your angels in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, with the flaming sword to slice and tear up anything that the enemy's trying to do to tear us down. We will not be afraid of the arrows of that flies by the day, nor of the terror that flies by night, that comes by night. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we even bind and cast out in the screech of the owl, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the screech owl in the name of Jesus. We take authority over every demon that is released against us in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you that we will meditate upon your word, glory be to God, night and day. Receive your knowledge, the knowledge that comes from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, we release your arrows, Father God, the arrows of deliverance, Father God, in our lives, Father God. We release your sharp arrows, Father God, into the heart of the king's enemies. In the name of Jesus, into the heart of the king's enemies. You said that we can call these things so, Father God. We can denounce, we can bind, we can cast out in the blood of Jesus, prevail against all the attacks of the enemy, Father God. So we ordain in the name of Jesus and release your arrows against any of our persecutors in the name of Jesus, Father God. Send out your arrows, Father God, and scatter the enemies right now in the name of Jesus. Make your enemies turn back with their arrows upon your strings, Father, in the name of Jesus. Shoot out your arrows, glory be to God. Hallelujah, and destroy them. Hallelujah, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, shoot out your arrows and destroy them. And let them be wounded suddenly, Father. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we are redeemed, and we are redeemed from the curse of the law. We're breaking through curses, Father God. It's casting out generational spirits, Father God. For you said so, that we can call these things so, Father God. So we command all generational spirits that came into our lives, hallelujah, during any conception, glory be to God, in the womb, in the birth canal, Father God, and through the umbilical cord, glory. Come out in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words that have been spoken over our lives in the name of Jesus, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bind and rebuke all familiar spirits, hallelujah, and spirits that have the thought to guide us in the wrong direction. We break, hallelujah. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits. Hallelujah. Give it to me, Father. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides, glory be to God, that would try to operate in our lives, Father God, from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We break all curses on our finances from any ancestors that cheated or mishandled any money, glory, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We break all curses, Father, by Satan's agents and his imps spoken against us in the name of Jesus, against our lives, hallelujah, in secret in the name of Jesus. We break all curses, all written curses, that will affect our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Anything that would take us out of time, hallelujah, out of our right time, out of our right place, and out of our right season, Father God, we call on you, Father, to line us back up. We break every time release curse. Activate negativity in our lives that would hold back the things that you have promised us, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, through you, we live and breathe, Father. And we thank you today, Father God, that we are the watchmen on the wall in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Continue to bless us throughout this day. Continue to reveal to us throughout this day the things that you would have us to bind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, to put your word on it and stop the enemy from destroying the things that you would have for us. I thank you, Father God, that you shoot out your arrows to destroy them and cause them to be wounded suddenly. I thank you, Lord, that you break their bones. Get out of the bus on the last weekend. And pierce, Father God, pierce, get out of my soko sha'a. Pierce every lying demon. Set your mark upon them today, Father. Set your mark upon the enemies today, Father God, with your arrows. Your arrows of your word. Bring back to our remembrance, glory. Would have us to do, to be more than victorious today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you, Father God, that all the activities that the devil tries to do to steal, kill, and destroy us be successful. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, for the manifestation of the plans that you have for us. Yes and amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, and we praise you, Father God, on this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, we just thank you. We just want to thank you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you being God and God all by yourself. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We want to thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you. Oh, God, waking us up on this morning, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and allowing us to enter into the noonday watch, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Many shut their eyes, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to open them no more. Father God, glory, hallelujah, a moment ago, a second ago. Father God, glory, hallelujah, an hour ago, and maybe even in the midnight watch, Father God, glory, hallelujah, but you kept us amongst the living, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You gave us yet another opportunity, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, to walk, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and run, oh, God, towards our destinies, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, you gave us yet another opportunity, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to press on, Father God, glory, hallelujah, towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, so we just want to thank you, God. We want to thank you, oh, God, for all you've done, Father God, in our lives, Father God, in the lives of our families. Father God, we want to thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for even how, oh, God, hallelujah, you just kept watch over us, Father God, even, oh, God, when we were in our mess, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even when we were wallowing in sin, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you pulled us out of that murky clay, Father God, glory, hallelujah, into your marvelous light, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, God, for how you kept us all down through the years up until this point. Father God, glory, hallelujah. There's none like you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. For you are worthy, Father God. You are able, Father God. You are holy, Father God. You are righteous, Father God. And we thank you for your mercy, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And your grace, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In our lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we just want to bless you. We just want to say thank you, 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 hallelujah, for all you've done, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for yet another opportunity to come on this line, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and
lift your name up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Yet another opportunity to come on this line, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and bombard heaven, oh God, glory, hallelujah, with petitions, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, everywhere, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, for each and every person under the sound of my voice today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you moving by your spirit in their lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that there's nothing too hard for you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And you, God, are able to meet them, Father God, at their very point of need on today, Father God, because you know all that we have need of on this day, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You know the timeline, oh, God, that we have to meet, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You know every situation and circumstance and happenstance that is going on in the lives of us, your people, today. Oh, God, so I thank you, God, for your power, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for your strength and your might on today, Father God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for how you're able to shift situations, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for how you're able to turn things around, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for your people, Father God, hallelujah. And we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory on this day, Father God. And I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for the blowing of the shofar, Father God, on today, Father God. I thank you, God, for Evangelist Mary Teasley on today, Father God. I thank you, God, that even as she gave out, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're filling her back up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're strengthening even her lungs right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you are worthy and you are able to do it, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for how you're just strengthening her lungs right now, Father God, and you're building up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even that sound, Father God, you're making it, oh, God, even all the more powerful, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, for you are worthy, oh, God, and you are able, Father God, and I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for, hallelujah, for the prayers that she sent up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for how you're touching her right now from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and you're restoring back all the will, oh, God, that she gave out on today, Father God, and I thank you that you're meeting every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and I pray for her family, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for how you're covering her and the family, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, a blood covering over them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we give you praise and glory and honor on today for her, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for our overseer, Dr. Laron Matthews, on today, Father God. I thank you, God, for you strengthening him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you filling him back up, Father God, even as he has poured out already on this morning, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even on last night, Father God. I thank you for the words, oh, God, that you speak through him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to, hallelujah, to set your people free, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, to deliver your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and to, oh, God, help your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you taking them higher and deeper in you and your word, Father God. I thank you, God, for you pouring down, oh, God, new wisdom on them, Father God, right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you for the oil that runs, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, up and down them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you for that oil, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you that the oil runs down just like it ran down Aaron's beard, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I give you praise and glory and honor for the man of God, Father God. I thank you, God, for, oh, God, that you just unlocking new mysteries to him, Father God, codes, Father God, to bring unto your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, to show your people, Father God, exactly what's going on, oh, God, in this season, Father God, in this time period, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for revelation knowledge, oh, God, that you're giving to him right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for you are worthy, oh, God, and you are able, Father God, and I thank you for the angelic host, oh, God, that's around them, Father God, that are his escorts, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that sit around them, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that follow him everywhere he goes, Father God, even when he rides, oh, God, I thank you that they're sitting right there, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and even as he sleeps, Father God, they're covering him, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, I give you the praise, I give you the glory, I give you the honor for the man of God, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And I thank you for his family. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that you're covering his family, Father God, his parents. Oh, God, his children, the grandchildren, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, the siblings, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I thank you that you're covering the nieces and nephews and aunties and the uncles, oh, God, and each and every person. Oh, God, in the family, Father God. I thank you for you covering his ministry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the Ron Matthews Ministry. Oh, God, I thank you for your covering Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry. Oh, God, and each and every person connected, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. All the leaders. Oh, God, I thank you for your covering them, Father God. I thank you for your covering. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Each and every member, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the covenant partners, Father God. I thank you for covering them and their families, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for covering, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the local assembly, Father God. The virtual members, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for you just covering, Father God, and keeping them and meeting every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for our administrator, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. Aretha Bryant, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you for you covering her and her family, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are worthy and you are able to do it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're meeting every one of our needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for her provision for her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for everything, oh, God, hallelujah, that she's working on, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, every business endeavor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, every single thing that she puts her hands to, Father God. I thank you, God, that you are providing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and it shall be prosperous, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I thank you, God, for mighty blessings, oh, God, falling upon her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for her dedication to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, her allegiance to you, Father God, and her dedication to the ministry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, do it for her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Whatever she stands in need of, you already know of it, Father God. Do it, do it, do it in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. For you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, even for our local administrator, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Chanel Bullock, Father God. I thank you for her, Father God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you moving by your spirit, Father God. In the things that concern her, Father God, you know, oh, God, the things that, oh, God, she's up against, Father God. You know the things, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that she is waiting for you to do, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, give her strength, Father God. Give her faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, to know, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you are mindful of her. Oh, God, and those things that concern her, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and in your divine timing, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you shall bring forth everything you promised her, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, and we just thank you for all your people on today, Father God, every leader, oh, God, on this line, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and their ministries, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you just covered their families, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you are worthy and you are able, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Mighty, 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 mighty. Mighty are the works of your hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we know, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that your promises to your people are yes and amen, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for a quick and swift manifestation, oh, God, of all you promised for your people, Father God, on today. And, Father God, we want to lift up the homeless on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for just covering them on today, Father God, just keeping them, Father God, on today, bringing them from outdoors, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. You are aware, Father God, glory, hallelujah, of the weather, Father God, in the various regions, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. So we just thank you, God, hallelujah, for you opening doors for them that no man can close, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you're giving them places to dwell in, Father God, homes of their own, Father God, permanent situations, not temporary situations, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, for you are worthy and able to do it, Father God. We thank you for you giving them a new leash on life, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, for you just, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, doing a new thing in their lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for you reestablishing them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, for you are worthy and able, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the, oh, God, hallelujah, for the phone calls, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, they shall receive, Father God, saying, come get your place, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that they will not be outdoors, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, any longer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, hallelujah, for what you're doing for the homeless. And we thank you, God, for you feeding the hungry on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for you filling up, oh, God, hallelujah, the refrigerators and cupboards on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for them receiving groceries, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for them Oh, God, for the pantry rooms opening up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, in their region, Father God, where they can go and get food, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, for people just purchasing groceries, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, for neighbors, oh, God, dropping off potlucks, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and covered dishes, Father God. Oh, God, for families, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that are hungry, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah, for you feeding your people on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we're praying for those, oh, God, that are sick on today. We pray for right now, Father God, that your healing balm be released, Father God, over your people today, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that the balm is flowing right now from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, Father God. And everything, oh, God, in these bodies is not like you, Father God. Everything, oh, God, that has gone awry in these bodies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're healing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're touching right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for your word that says healing is the children's bread. We thank you for your word that says by his stripes they were healed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that many are the affliction of the righteous, oh, God, but you deliver us from them all, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that spirit of infirmity is leaving right now, Father God. Every disease, oh, God, every disorder, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, known to man, Father God, every dysfunction in the body known to man, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're healing right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We cast that spirit of infirmity into the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare your people healed right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thanking you that they're healed from the colds and the flus and the COVID, Father God. We thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, that they're healed from high blood pressure and diabetes on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thanking you right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that kidneys are functioning, Father God, how you design them to function, Father God. Deliver us functioning, how you design it to function, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, because the heart, Father God, is beating how you designed it to beat, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we cancel the heart attack on today, oh, God. We cancel them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, those strokes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, kidney failure, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're touching those kidneys now, oh, God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. You're touching the lungs and the respiratory system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That's the bloodstream. Oh, God, you're touching the bloodstream right now, Father God. You're filtering out all that tainted disease blood right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, that you're touching the muscular system right now, Father God. The cellular system, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. The nervous system, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We giving you praise. We giving you glory right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for the good reports, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, all those negative reports, Father God, we send them back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that you're reversing it. Oh, God, you're reversing health today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, touch the legs and the limbs, Father God, the ligaments, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the spines on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. The bowels, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Regulate them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The stomach, Father God, touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. The colon area, touch right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, right now, for your divine healing taking place right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Headaches and migraines and tumors and, oh, God, aneurysms, oh, God, are leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for what you're doing for your people right now, Father God. Lupus and, oh, God, MS has got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, for you are worthy and you are able, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Just one touch from you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, is all we need, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you extended your nail
scarred hands, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to touch your people on today, Father God, to deliver them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, from all disease, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to even, oh, God, deliver our minds, Father God, from bondage on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, the shackles are falling right now. Chains are falling and being broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that the captives are being set free right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For you are worthy and you are able, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you, oh, God, on today, Father God, for what you're doing right now, just shifting the atmosphere right now, turning it around for your people, Father God, with the enemy meant for their bad, Father God. I thank you, God, that it has now been turned for their good, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor, oh, God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are worthy. And Father God, we're praying for those, oh God, that are lost on today, Father God, that they would find you, Father God, that they would come to know you for themselves, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that they would cry out, what must I do to be saved, oh God? Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and we're praying, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for the backsliders, Father God, that you would draw them back to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would receive those prodigal sons and daughters with open arms as they come to you with repentant hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would cleanse them of all unrighteousness, Father God, on today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy. Hallelujah. You are the able God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And I thank you, God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for what you're doing right now, Father God, turning these situations around right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are worthy. And, Father God, we're praying for the bereaved on today, Father God. We pray, oh, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would uphold them with your mighty right hand. We thank you, God, that the Comforter has been sent on today, Father God. We give you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Hallelujah, for you just wrapping your loving arms around them, Father God, and letting them know that you're right there walking with them through it all, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're catching every single tear, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're lifting up, oh, God, the heavy hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The heaviness, Father God, you're lifting it up off of them, Father God, and you're giving them a garment of praise in spite of what they're going through, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that you're meeting every one of their needs, Father God, concerning, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, laying the loved ones to rest, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, everything they need, Father God, I thank you, God, that you're providing it for them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and you're softening that blow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're allowing these families of the bereaved to walk on one accord, to love on one another and be the strength for one another in this hour, Father God. And we just give you praise and glory and honor for what you're doing for the families of the bereaved on today, Father God. And we pray for your families all over the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, hallelujah, that you're restoring, oh, God, the family back, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, those families, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that have been highly dysfunctional, disconnected, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're reconnecting them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, God, for your love being loosed upon them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we thank you for forgiveness being loosed upon them, Father God, that they can forget about, oh, God, old quarrels, Father God, glory, hallelujah, things, oh, God, hallelujah, old pains and hurts, Father God, glory, hallelujah, they can forget about it and start afresh on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we just praise you and bless you for you restoring the family back, Father God. We thank you for you restoring marriages on today, Father God. Those marriages, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, when they're ready to give up and throw in the towel, Father God. We thank you, God, that you are saving-proofing them. Right now, the hedge of protection is now being placed around them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and you're touching their minds, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and causing them to rethink, oh, God, divorce. We think separation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and you're causing them to think about, oh, God, the vows they made to you first and foremost and the vows they made to each other, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're opening up those lines of communication, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And give them back that giddy love that they once had, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for restoring right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you blotting out all outside interference, oh, God, in these marriages, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and just causing husband and wives to stand together and stand as one, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we praise you, God. And, Father God, we're praying for the children, Father God, children, our children, your children, children all over the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, young and old, Father God, infants, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, children in utero, Oh, God, the toddlers, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We pray right now that you would cover them right now and keep them right now and strengthen them right now, Father God, and the hedge of protection be around them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're setting them on their destiny track, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're showing them their purpose at a young age, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that all peer pressure, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, on the schoolyards, play yards, and just, oh, God, as they congregate together, Father God, as being cast into the fiery sea right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we push back right now, Father God, the hand of the enemy that we try to snatch him, Father God, and pull him on their side, his side, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we give you praise and give you glory and we give you honor, Father God, they're just covering the children, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thanking you, God, that they shall be exactly who you called them to be in this life, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and that their feet are now firmly planted on their destiny track, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're covering, oh, God, the infants and, oh, God, you're covering those, oh, God, babies in utero, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We cancel every umbilical cord from being wrapped around the neck. We cancel every stillbirth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel every miscarriage in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that, oh, God, they are in position, oh, God, to exit the womb, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We cancel breech positions, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, right now, oh, God, that they shall exit the womb, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and they shall be healthy and whole, all limbs and oh, God, glory, hallelujah, organs shall be in place, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We cancel childhood diseases, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. All foul play, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all birth trauma, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and complications are being cast into the fiery sea right now, oh, God. We thank you, God, we praise you, God, for you are worthy and you are able, oh, God, and Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, touch the mothers, oh, God, in gestation, Father God, oh, God, right now, Father God, heal right now, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and let everything go in your order, your perfect order, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we binding up, oh, God, postpartum, oh, God, hallelujah, postpartum syndrome, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we thanking you, God, for you just putting your hormones right back in place, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God, to do all things with fell, and Father God, help those single parents out there, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that are, oh, God, doing the best they can, Father God, to take care of their children alone, Father God, glory, hallelujah, provide for them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, meet every one of their needs by your riches and glory, in Christ Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help them, Father God, to be able to make ends meet, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your provision, Father God, over and for your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. And, Father God, we pray for our relationship with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let us, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, stay connected to the vine, Father God. Stay connected to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in this hour, Father God. Let us set aside time, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to get in your presence, Father God, to get in your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to fast and pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And even as we're in your presence, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let it not always be, Father God, I need you to do this, I need you to do that, I need you to do that. Oh, God, let us just sit there, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and listen what you have to say to us, Father God, as you give us direction, oh, God, as you lead and guide us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the way that we should go, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let us hear you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, fine-tune our ears, Father God, glory, hallelujah, station them towards heaven, Father God, station them towards, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, your mouth, Father God, so we hear you, oh, God, on what we should do, Father God, in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, raise up our discernment, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, amplify our hearing, Father God, glory, hallelujah, magnify our spiritual sight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so we're able to see and discern and know, oh, God, hallelujah, what you would have us to do, Father God, and the way that you would have us to go in this hour, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, let our relationship with you, Father God, be right. Father God, not a religious relationship, Father God, but a right relationship with you, Father God. Let us, oh, God, not only just hear you, Father God, but obey you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even as the word comes forth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us be here, not just hearers of the word, oh, God, but doers of the word, Father God. Let us to stay in right, help us to stay in right standing with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. oh, God, and obey you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just want to thank you, God. We want to praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and we decree it and declare it, oh, God, divine order, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, in the body of Christ, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us, oh, God, follow the protocols of Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and just stay in order, Father God, because you are a God of order. You're not a God of confusion, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, we bind you, not confusion, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, and we send it back to the pit of hell right now, Father God. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we're binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, everything that's not like you today. Oh, God, everything, oh, God, every high and haughty thing, oh, God, that would exalt itself against your knowledge and your power. We bind it up right now. We cast it into the fiery sea right now. Every trick and every trap and every ploy and every plot of the enemy. Oh, God, we send it back to the pit of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, the plots and the schemes, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. The snares that the enemy is laying out for your people, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. The destruction that lays waste at noonday. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we send it back to the pit of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bind it up every opposing force and we're driving it back to the pit of hell. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, we're binding up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, right now and cutting off, oh, God, chanting the chanters today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the soothsayer, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we silence them today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, the medicine man, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we bind them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we cancel this assignment right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we cancel the assignment of the witches and the warlocks and the wizards on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, for your word, oh, God, that says suffer not the witch to live, Father God, we thank you for your word that says, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment against us shall be condemned, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and cancel, oh, God, right now, Father God, every bit of witchcraft, Father God, that white magic, that black magic, that hoodoo, the voodoo, Father God, the hexes, the vexes, the taboos, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that Santeria and Obia, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hocus pocus, oh, God, we send it back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We're cutting off every single curse. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We're breaking and destroying it with the breakers anointed right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Incantations, we break them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and destroy them with the breakers anointed. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, oh, God, take. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for you lifting the scales up off of blind eyes today, Father God, that you're opening up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, the eyes of the people, Father God, that have been lost and went astray and been confused, Father God, in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're causing them to see, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, right now, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we just giving you praise and glory, honor, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we thanking you, God, for your word, Father God, hallelujah, that says they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, Father God, so we thank you, God, that we are hidden, Father God, oh, God, under the shadow of your wings, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thanking you, God, that you're rising up right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and scattering every enemy, Father God, we thank you, God, that you are the strong tower, Father God, the righteous can run and be safe in this hour, Father God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're just shifting the atmosphere right now for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're thanking you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you are that present help in the time of trouble, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, that help has arrived. Oh, God, for your people on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help has arrived for your people on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. All they have to do is believe to receive, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God. Hallelujah. For increasing the faith, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, of your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for your word, Father God, in Matthew, oh, God, 21, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and 22, it says, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith, oh, God. So we lose faith over the people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and we lose joy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, over your people today, Father God. We thank you, God, for your word in Psalms 30 and 5 that says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So we thank you, God, that it's morning time for your people and the joy has arrived for your people. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for your love being loose over your people today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God, to walk in love, Father God, glory, hallelujah, towards one another, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to wear love, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, as a garment, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because your word tells us, oh, God, in 1 Corinthians 13:7, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. So, Father God, glory, hallelujah, help us to remember, oh, God, to walk in love, Father God, towards one another, Father God. And, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, strengthen us on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, when we so weak and we so weary, Father God, strengthen us, Father God, because don't let us get weak and weary. Oh, God, hallelujah, and in well-doing, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because we know that your word tells us in due time, and, oh, God, we will reap if we faint not, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, plant our feet, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, rooting ground us in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Don't let us be moved or shaken in this hour, Father God, but help us to press forward towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, just help us to stand. Stand in spite of, Father God, all that may be going on around us, Father God. And when we've done all we can, Father God, help us to stand, Father God. Help us to remember, oh, God, Psalm 37:5, it says that, oh, God, we are to commit our ways to you, trust you, and you will bring about that expected end, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God. So we're just praising you today and thanking you today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for all you've done and all that you're going to do for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that while we're yet speaking, Father God, you've already answered, Father God. You've answered every prayer, every petition, Father God, even the silent petitions and prayers. You know all about it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just pray against that backlash and retaliation because of all these prayers, petitions, and praises, Father God. And we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. To the name of God. We bless the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you on this day. Father, standing in the centerpiece of what you're doing in the earth realm as it relates to the state of the universe. Father, we thank you right now for your hand being on the lives of the men and women of God. You said in your word in Isaiah 10:27, and it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke should be taken off their shoulders and the burdens from around their neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. You said in your word in the book of Isaiah 9:5, you said for every battle of a warrior, it would confuse noise. The garments rolled in blood, but this year would be with burning fumes of fire. God, we decree and declare, God, that you will ignite the atmosphere, God, around us. And every demonic entity that comes into our atmosphere will be burned with the presence of your word, even now, in Jesus' name. Father, we're standing on the word of God that you said in Job 22:28. If we decree a thing, so shall that thing be established. Father, you said in your word, God, you will not repent. You said you're not a son of man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you shall repent. And God, we're taking you at your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word in Isaiah 55:6, it says, seek ye the Lord while you may be found, and call upon you while you are near. You said, let the wicked man forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let them return unto you, Lord God, and you will have mercy upon them, and you will abundantly pardon them in the name of Jesus. Father, we're standing on the word of God even now, God, that our loved ones and our children, our family members, our cities, our nation, God, you will pardon them from their just immoral iniquity, God, and bring them into right standing with the word of God and the power of your word, even now in Jesus' name. You said in your word also, for you know the thoughts that you know. Think towards us, says the Lord. Your thoughts are good and not evil to give us or bring us into the expected end. Father, we're standing on the word of God in the name of Jesus. You said in Isaiah 55 and verse 8, for you know the thoughts that you have towards us and thoughts, God, that will bring us into your perfect will. You said, for your thoughts are not our thoughts, neither your ways are our ways, says the Lord. You said, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so your ways are higher than our ways and our thoughts. You said, as the rain cometh down in snow and cover the earth, it will not turn back thither, but water the earth and make it to bring forth the bud. God, that you will give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. You said, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which is pleased. It will prosper in the thing thereto you have sent it. Father, we thank you for your word. You said in Psalms 107 and 20, Lord, you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them from all destruction. God, in the name of Jesus, move on behalf of the nations and the world and the city, God. You said in 1 Timothy 2 and 1, you exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. You are Jehovah Shalom, God. You are peace. You're Jehovah Jireh, God. You are provider. You're Jehovah Tishkenu, God. You are righteousness. Father, we're standing on the word of God. You're Jehovah Makadish, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for the word of God that will have free course over the mind of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word in John 3 and 30, you asked John. John said, decrease me, God, that the presence and the glory of your word may increase the more. In the name of Jesus. God, you said in Psalms 139 and 24, by way of David, David said, Lord Jesus, he said, search me, O God, and know me and know my thoughts, God. And God, try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked ways in me, God, and lead me unto life everlasting. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we speak to the spirit of unforgiveness that we house in us, God. We speak to the spirit of bitterness and anger and rage, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak to those spirits, God, that in operation, God, that operate in the substratum of our mind, God, based upon past issues and circumstances. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare, God, you said that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mightier through you, God, to the pulling down of the stronghold, God, and we're casting down every imagination and every illusion and delusion, God, and fantasy, God, in the name of Jesus, and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your word, God, and we're bringing every thought into the obedience of your will, and we're having the readiness to revenge disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled, God, in the name of Jesus, God, moved by your power. You said in Psalm 55 and 17, by way of David, he said these words, at noon, at morning, and at evening will I pray and cry aloud that you might hear our prayer, God. We decree and declare the power of the prayer, God, to break through and pierce the side and bruise the head of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare that the wind will shift in the earth realm, concerning every demonic spirit that have been linked to a body, linked to the mind, linked to generational bloodline, God. We repent for the bloodline of our mother's side, and we repent for the bloodline on our father's side, going down to the fourth and fifth generation of the iniquity of their sin, God. Remove the heavy burden, God. Remove the sin stake, God. In the name of Jesus, God, move it out of the way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your power cover it. Let your grace sanction it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your healing oil fall fresh on us. You shed in your word, God, in 2 Chronicles 7 and 13, if you should shut up the heaven that there be no rain, if you command the locusts to divide the land, but you said, if my people, God, we are your people. You said, if my people, God, we are your people. You said, if my people, God, we are your servants.
living for you. If my people that are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face, God, and turn from their wicked ways, you will forgive their sin and heal their land. God, we speak to our land today. We speak to our land right now. Around you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will show yourself mightily. Every territorial spirit, we landlock it now. God, we decree and declare, God, every jurisdiction, God, that hear the sound of our voice, God, give us power in those jurisdictions to remove the heavy burden. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we binding up the spirit that will cause confusion in our house, in our household. We're binding up that ancient spirit. We're pulling down the spirit of Egmosia. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We bind your spirit up. We bind your trap up. Strong man, the Lord God, rebuke you. We command you to loose your hold. Loose that woman, go. Loose that man and let him go. Loose him right now. We bind it up. Spirit of succubus, the Lord God, rebuke you. Spirit of incubus, the Lord God, rebuke you. The spirit of the python, the Lord God, rebuke you. We speak to infirmity, infraction of infirmity that operate in the mind of your people, God. We cast the devil out of the mind in the name of Jesus. Father, move by your power today. Move by your glory today. You said in your word by way of David, in the word of God in Psalm 37 and verse 25, you said, David said, yet I'm young, but now I am old, past it. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, neither their seed begging bread. God, I speak to the seed, God, the seed of our children, the seed of our loved ones, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you move over the seed today. In the name of Jesus, and you cover our children, God. You cover them, God. Even as the prophet spoke it, God, I stand behind the seal of a sound. God, in the name of Jesus, I stand behind the seal of her sound. I stand behind the seal of her sound, God, that you move by your power, God, over that atmosphere, God. Move by your power, God, over that dimension, God. I stand in reinforcement with the intercessors and prayer warriors that came before me, God. In the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. Show yourself mightily, God, angels of the living God. We command you to arrest that atmosphere spirit, as you did in the book of Daniel chapter number 10, when Daniel prayed 21 days, and he went through the dimensional realm, and he met the spirit that was holding up hostage. I speak to that spirit. I send a veto notice to that principality, that ancient spirit that will hold hostage the word of God, and I command angelic reinforcement to war on behalf of us. In the name of Jesus, and you sent down the angels to war on behalf of Daniel because they were holding up that which was held hostage or held in vain. I command the things that belong to the people of God to be loose because you said in your word, God, in Proverbs 6:30, if the thief be found out, he will have to return sevenfold of the substance of his household. God, I thank you right now for us exposing these demonic spirits in these next 90 days. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now for revealing the hand of the enemy, revealing the traps of the hand of the enemy, revealing the deception of the hand of the enemy, revealing the secrets of the hand of the enemy, and releasing them into the time that the people will know your hand is with them, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now for your glory, God, that you're releasing unto your people. Even now, God, you're moving the heavy burdens. Even now, God, over their life now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now for the breakthrough of your people, God. We thank you, God, we thank you right now for moving into the soulless realm, God. And with the Mosiaka, remove Romandaha, removing the burden, God, and showing the mandate on their life, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for strategic presence, empowered Orosiaha, God, to go inside and eradicate the residue that are operating in our life, in our mind, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for moving back your power over the people of God even now. In the name of Jesus, you're showing yourself mightily. God, we thank you right now for moving in on behalf of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, you set the entrance of your presence. God, we thank you right now for the entrance now over the lives of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you, and we overrule Shalaba Satan. We overrule Shema Dosoria Kata. We overrule your sanction over the lives of the people. And we take authority right now over the hindering spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We take authority over spiritual words that were spoken in time of immaturity that are now leaving an effect on what we said then. Now we're in a new place in you, God. We repent, God, for those things. And we call on those things that be not as though they were even now in Jesus' name. Thank you right now for your mighty hand and your mighty glory in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for it right now. You said, let you arise and our enemies be scattered. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your mighty hand and your mighty power being on your people. In the name of Jesus. Elisha, Hoba Kandidio, say, I thank you right now for the wind that's blowing, God, in the earth realm over your people now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now, God. I speak to the infirmities that are housed in the thoughts, body, and mind of the people. Touch that body. Touch those organs. I rebuke gallstones. I rebuke gallstones in the bladder. I come against lupus. I bind up sickness in that infirmity. I speak to the kidney in the name of Jesus. I speak right now, decree and declare cancerous cells and organs in the body. I overthrow every diabolical demonic seed that has been planted by food and drug administration. God, I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirit of anger and rage that operate through chemicals in the atmosphere and through the water system and the navigation systems of the world. I overrule it now in the name of Jesus. God, I come against every diabolical intent of world governments and world systems, God, that have plotted against human lives. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm binding up that spirit now. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that body right now that have those chemicals in it from drug-induced areas. In the name of Jesus, I bind it up right now. I command every organ to reject that. Send it into the organ. God, that it will reject that infirmity. It will reject that disease. It will reject that cancer. It will reject that virus. It will reject that vaccine. Move through the systems of the body, God, in the name of Jesus, and overrule Shakabandosa, Udabakasatabotoska. Move, God, induce it now. Move it out of that lung. Move it out of that body. In the name of Jesus, we overrule Katabasonia. Move into the soulless realm. Break out of the Bosha. Break it down, God, in the name of Jesus. Mushkabahaliosoto. God, move inside. Show yourself mighty, God, in that man, in that woman, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, release that Bohoria. Release it now over that body, God, in the name of Jesus. I speak to the numbness in the hand. Speak to the numbness in the body. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the chemicals that are moving through the cellular systems, in the cerebellum, in the cerebrum, bind it up, that's moving through the nervous system and the neurons of the body. Go in my sanctity, Oshaka. Move into the sanctity of the body, God. Restructure the body organs now in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Go into the cellular systems of the body. Go into the bone structure, God, in the name of Jesus. Repair the breach, God, over the bodies of your people in the name of Jesus. We drive out every diabolical research, God, that have been sent through people's lives, even now, in the name of Jesus. Uproot, Tashabandosia, uprooted, God, that are causing cancer cells, in the name of Jesus. We bind it up. We uproot the sanction of it, in the name of Jesus. Move into the prostrate. Go into the prostrate, God, in the name of Jesus. I speak to ovarian cysts, Ruto, Rusia, Tabashata, to the ovarian cyst that sits on the ovarian of the body of that female. In the name of Jesus, go inside, God. Rusalio Toribate, in the name of Jesus, go inside cancer. I speak to cancer in the bone, cancer in the breath, cancer in the brain, cancer in the lung, cancer ilibo shaka, in the name of Jesus. I speak to prostate cancer in the name of Jesus. I speak to it right now. Liver cancer in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Brush Kadodo Bohoa. Dry it up. Pando Huriase. Pando Rusiata. Move inside, God. Ho Yeba Celebose. You're holding back Abasorianta. Move over that man. Move over that woman, God. Give them strength, God. Those that have suffered and went through the coronavirus, the symptoms of it, God. In the name of Jesus, I move it out of the brain cell. Move it out of the brain organs. In the name of Jesus, that messes their memory, their thought process, their memory cortex. Move over to God. Move in the cerebellum, God. Move over them now. In the name of Jesus, let your glory have power. Let your power overtake them. Father, we thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now for what you're doing for your people, even now, in the name of Jesus. Touch that person that's dealing with heart disease. I speak to the vessels on the heart. I speak to the disease that sits on the heart. In the name of Jesus, and I command every area to dry up. I speak to the damaged vessels, the tissues around the heart that carry the wound, in the name of Jesus. And I command it to loose them now, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for your mighty hand and your mighty power over your people, Lord. Do it now. We thank you for it now. Angels of the living God, we command by the power and the authority of the word. The word of God said they give you charge over us. We charge you today. We charge you by the power and the authority of the word of God. Anything that needs to be arrested in our atmosphere, in our trochosphere, in our lithosphere, in our biosphere, in our hemisphere, in our ineosphere, you remove them now in the name of Jesus. I speak to the battle fatigue of intercessors and prayer warriors even now in the name of Jesus. I speak to you now, and I decree life back inside you. I decree what you poured out to restore and replenish you. I decree and declare that your body is being replenished. Your cells is being regenerated. And I'm all combined to say the regeneration of cells, the regeneration of your body organs. Yandi isandipi osota. the regeneration of your entire immune system in the name of Jesus. Kando rasi etebaha, dande esiketia soko, that you will flow rasamanda in the season that you in the next dimension. I speak to the next dimension of the hand of God over this atmosphere for the people of God, that they will operate in this next dimension in you, God, and they will flow in this next dimension of you, God, uninterrupted by demonic spies. I see the demonic spies, enchanters in the spirit realm. I bind, rebuke, and denounce whisperers right now, and I shut their demographic down, and I bind up their geographical orders, and I go into the Sikaton Shabaho, Rutubi Kanda, Lucio Ho now, over that family bloodline in the name of Jesus, and I overrule Rusata, the death spirit that have been mandated by ancient worshipers and ancient worshiper day gods of family bloodline that made sacrifice over sons and daughters. I bind up blood sacrifice in the spirit realm. I overrule every diabolical entity in the name of Jesus. I overrule your thinking, Satan, and I command you to loose your hold, and I drive back your agents in the spirit realm that you sit against that family bloodline. I overrule your diabolical intent, and I drive you out of that family in the name of Jesus. And I command you this day, I command the word of God that you have lost Shalabohota, in the name of Jesus. And I command breakthroughs. I command breakthroughs for that family, for that loved one now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Command it now in the name of Jesus. Come against the astral projection and micromanaging demonic worshiper, spirit of chaos. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. Demonic worshiper of rosary, I bind them up in the name of Jesus. Spirit of Santeria, I bind them up. Seances, in the name of Jesus. Sage worshipers, I take authority over the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. And I drive them out in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to a lack of knowledge in those areas, in the name of Jesus, that invited ancient spirits into homes, into houses, into cars, into our family, into our neighborhood. I bind them up in the name of Jesus. I overrule those diabolical spirits in the name of Jesus. And I command the power of the glory of God to move on behalf of these your people, God, in the name of Jesus. In your military armies of your angelic reinforcement from the third heaven to wage war in contact against demonic spirit, as you did for Daniel in chapter number 10, when the angels of the living God began to war and wage in the spirit realm on behalf of Daniel, so the other angel can bring him what's getting ready to befall the people in the latter days. I thank you right now, Father, for moving over the dispute in the name of Jesus, moving over the courtroom concerning cases of people accusation against their family members and loved ones, words that's been spoken through marriages and angry people with relationships. I bind them up, God, and I overrule them now, and I command your power and your glory to rule on behalf of your people, that the favor of God will rest in the lives, in the mind, in the will of your servant. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak to those prison systems. Even now, today, that the Cook County State's Attorney have overturned many laws, have overturned many sentences, and exposed the sergeant in the police department. And all of these cases are being overturned, God, with overturning these rulings, overturning these rulings, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for overturning the rulings of these men who are imprisoned by state attorneys, by district attorneys that have sentenced men and women for illegal reasons. I bind up illegal genre in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus, and I overrule it now in Jesus' name. I speak to mind control spirits, altar spirits, mind control spirits from pulpits, mind control spirits from prophetic gifts moving over people's minds. I speak to altar sound, alterations of sound to replace the sound and cerebellum and cerebrum of our mind from you, God, and replacing it with altering sound. I bind up a demonic altering sound that I've been sent into the lives of people by mainstream media in the name of Jesus, and I drive those altering sounds out of the mind of the people that they would be able to hear the spirit of truth begin to be spoken to them and in them from the kingdom of God. Father, I thank you right now for moving into that spirit realm and releasing them out of the indictments of demonic spirits, God, in the name of Jesus. I speak to hostile spirits that people hold against themselves for past issues in their life. You said in your word in Romans 8:1, there is now, therefore, no condemnation to them that walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. I overrule every diabolical spirit of the hand of the enemy, even now, Rusia Tabashi. Bind it up, and I drive it out in the name of Jesus. And I command the lying spirit to be broken. Come against that spirit of Jezebel and the spirit of Delilah, the strange woman. The spirit of Ahab, I bind a perverse spirit, spirit of perversion, I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I drive it out, spirit that operates through manipulation and deception, spirit of covenant life, I bind it up in the name of Jesus, and I overrule the ruling of the rules in the name of Jesus. I come against it now by the power and authority of your word, God. We command it now in the name of Jesus. Heal, God. Restore. Restore now your sons and your daughters, God. Let your restoration power fall over them even now in the name of Jesus. Loosen from the bondage, the traps that they're in, God, through things that have messed with them mentally, emotionally, God. The innocence of violation. We speak and decree and declare it now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank God. Hallelujah, and it is so, and it shall be. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless your name, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for lifting that burden off of that head. Lifting that burden off of that person's body. Thank you right now for limbs being restored. Thank you, God, for doing it now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for doing it. Doing it for the people now. Thank you, Father. We honor you. We thank you for who you are to us.
In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for doing it for your people. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be the name of the Lord God. Thank you, Father, for what you have done for the people. Even now, in the name of Jesus, somebody, wherever you at right now, just pause and just lift your hands to the Lord and say, thank you, God, for what you just did. Thank God for what he just did for you. Thank God for what he just did for you. Thank God for what he just did for your life. Thank God for what he just did for your family. Hallelujah. Thank God for what he just did. Proverbs 21:1 said, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and the river turneth it. He turneth whichever way he desire. There has been a major turnaround in the earth realm today. Today, there's been a major turnaround in the earth realm today. Today in the earth realm, there has been a major turnaround and a breach that the enemy wanted to do that will not happen in the earth realm. And you will hear it in the news. You will hear something concerning NASA. You will hear it. And when you hear it from NASA, you know that was God's presence. God is doing something, or God has done something and brought it to pass. Mark the perfect man. Behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. And God is killing the mockeries of the enemy. Every spirit that was supposed to be a mockery, you will hear what God has done to the camp of the enemies that were against us this day. This day, mark your calendar. On this day, mark this month, mark this day, mark this hour, mark this second month, mark this second day in 2022. The dimensions of number system is so prophetic in the dimensions of God. It cannot be moved. What God is doing for his people in this hour that you're in, think of God. Ina Rosaka, what God is doing for us now in the midst of all that is going on in the world. God and the angels of the living God chose to meet us here, to meet us right here, to release to you what you need in these next 90 to 120 days. Your arsenal is full. You are full of arsenal now, men and women of God, to do what you need to do in the kingdom, to do what you need to do in the earth realm. Open your mouth and watch what God will do on your behalf. You're carrying weapons inside of you. There's things to many of you that you will speak and decree and declare that has not been heard in the earth realm. Up until now, God will use you as his vessel. He will use you as that vessel for him. You're pivotal. Now, don't walk in a drawback because you will lose it. Walk in authority. Walk in power. Walk in humility. Come forth. Come forth. There was a military, there was angels in white uniform standing before me. Many of them, they were all in a line, and they were moving throughout places while we were praying. They're on their mark. They're not missing it now. They're not missing it. They're on the mark. They're in
the earth realm. They're moving swiftly. Things are changing. Things are happening this very moment. Some of you, God has replenished you. He has restored you. He replenished you. He's giving you the replenishing now. You've been replenished. You've been fortified for right now in this hour that you're in. Breakthroughs have happened. They're not coming. They happened. They have happened. Many of you walk through a breakthrough. Major breakthrough for your life. Major breakthrough for your life. All right, intercessors and the warriors and intercessors who pray with me. If the Lord gave you something for us, I want you to unmute your line and release what the Lord has given you. Then we'll go to the audience and hear what the Lord is saying to the audience. If the Lord gave you interpretation of the tongue, I want you to release those as well as the Lord has given it to you, servant of the Most High God, Elohim. We want to hear what the Lord has spoken. If the Lord has not given you anything, we're not forcing you to release anything. We're going to go straight to the audience and hear what the Lord has spoken through his vessel, because this is a very powerful time that we're in right now. So if the Lord gave you anything for us, you can star six your line, those who pray with me today. If the Lord give you something, come on in now. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I hear, don't lose your footing. Stand. Don't lose your footing. Stand. And look up above to the hills which come to your help, because your help comes from the Lord, and help is here for his people. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews, how are you doing, sir?
Good, man. God, hold on just a quick second. Hold on, quick second. Any of the other intercessors before we go to the audience? Anyone else? Okay, let's move quickly here. By the Spirit is flowing. All right, anybody in the audience, come on in, man of God. Release what the Lord is giving you for. Bless
Brother
you
God.
Today. Brother,
bless you. The thing that God is putting in my spirit to say is the fact that God did not give us the spirit of fear. That is what's happening in the world today. They are doing everything in the spirit of fear. But we as believers have to understand that God did not give us the spirit of fear. We are fearless, and we have to operate in that power in order to defeat this enemy, not only in our own lives, but in the lives of others. So I'm going to stay right there, and I'm going to end it right there. And I know that, Pastor, you're just doing what God is telling you to do. I continue to pray for you. You are doing a mighty thing, and I just thank God that I'm under your leadership. So God bless everyone in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Thank you so much.
Bless you, man of God. We receive the word. Amen.
Amen.
I added something to that. God is releasing us from the spirit of fear in the earth realm. Amen. Disconnecting us. God is disconnecting many from the fear frequency. You can write that down. God is disconnecting many of us. God is disconnecting many of us from the fear realm.
from the fear realm. Yes, from the fear realm in the spirit. Disconnecting us from the fear realm in the spirit. There are spirit realms that we go into that causes our body to go through a fear. That's why many people get stage fright. Many people are afraid to go certain places. Many people have been trained. They've been trained to operate in fear, but not godly fear. They've been trained to operate in demon fear instead of godly fear. Write that down. Many people are trained to operate in demon fear, but not godly fear. Write that one down. As an angel standing before me, giving me this assignment. Many people are operating in demon fear. And demon fears and not godly fear. And that's critical as Deacon Sanchez spoken, it opened up the portals for the angels that are assigned to that realm to release that. That's why it's important to understand fivefold ministry, because one will speak and then God will give the revelation of it. So many people are operating in demon fear and not godly fear. Godly fear makes demon fear them. Godly fear, write that down. Godly fear makes demon fear them. Because it's called resisting the devil. Resisting the devil. It's called resisting the devil. The devil or enemy. You can use either or. Thank you. Anyone else? Hit star 6 and come in.
Yeah.
If the Lord gives anybody anything.
Most High God.
Go ahead.
Let's
do what? Okay. Go ahead.
Most High God bless you, Prophet Matthews. This is Sister Donna. There were eight words that the Most High God released to me. And those words are the ancient sounds at the altars have disintegrated. The antique. It's antique. The antique sounds at the altars have disintegrated. Antique. Not ancient. Antique.
The antique sound at the altars.
The antique sounds at the altars have disintegrated. Those eight words the Most High God gave to me.
Thank you, woman of God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
God has called. We have provoked God's presence today. Angels of the living God has been provoked to move on us. As we call in those things in the earth realm now, and the Spirit of the Lord God is moving over those things concerning the destiny of his people in this hour. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else?
Yes. Good afternoon, Prophet LaRon and all other kingdom leaders. This is Prophetess Tina.
Bless you, woman of God.
Texas. The Lord spoke to me today pertaining to today's date, 2/22. He said, there is unity in creation with the believers of God and separation with religious mindsets of mankind that will bring a manifestation of new beginnings for the people of God to come in their life. New businesses, new homes, new ministries, new connections, new mindset. Isaiah 42:9, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare before they spring forth, I tell you them. And that's what he gave me today about everything is new, and on this day, everything is just new. Thank you. Bless you all.
Bless you, woman of God. Amen. 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 Come. Even with what you're saying there about the all becoming new, God said the light is shining now. The light has manifested itself in the darkness. What was in the dark is no longer in the dark. That's why you're seeing God exposing the enemy, because the light is shining now in the darkness. And so he's revealing himself in light. And when he reveals himself in light, we're watching new. The dimensions of two are always the union, oneness with God, coming into oneness. So you're seeing everything coming into the oneness of the things of the Lord God. And he's bringing it into fruition now, that people will see his presence, his power, and the manifestation of those connections that are coming together and that will come together for such a time as this. So in this season that you were in, actually the next season, and I'm looking at a period of the next season. So when I say next season, I'm talking about a period of like a 2-year period, so the next season. And so in that next season, you'll see many ceremonial events that will happen for the kingdom of God. So many people will be in the corrective atmosphere today. A lot of things were corrected in us. So God is bringing us into the corrective atmosphere. The corrective atmosphere will bring people into the right divine connection in all areas of their life. In every area of your life, these will bring you into the divine corrective Hold on, let me get this language right. He'll bring us into the divine correcto realm so that we will be able to see and understand what God has called for us to operate in terms of destiny. There's so much interference in the spirit realm where I'm at, so my language is changing a little bit. So he's bringing everything into its divine correction. And so that we will be able to have a peripheral understanding as it relates to sensories of things, sensory. We will detect it so clearly now. So the ceremonial season that many will enter into will cover many areas of our life in the light of faith. So you won't miss it. You won't miss it. Amen. You won't miss it. You won't miss it. Anyone else right now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God.
Hi. I'm sorry. Blessings to you, Prophet, and everyone on the line.
Bless you, woman of God.
Yes, hi. This is Toy from California.
God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. Bless you, too, Prophet. You already said it. When you were talking about the replenish, that's the word that I heard during prayer was replenish. And God said that he is replenishing things. It's like a freshening, a recharge. And whatever's been demolished, he said it's going to be replenished. And he also said that empty. We will not go away empty. Empty in mind, body, or soul. It's like a makeup for the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
New and the replenishing.
I promise.
Hallelujah. Yes. God bless you, woman of God.
So I hear what the first person said about fear. That's the part I heard. And I heard where as enemies trying to put us in a panic mode for us to believe, like, you know, to bring on symptoms, also believe like God is not doing the things that he promised us, but we have to not to be fearful because we are in fear right now. And, you know, I'm just saying, I'm going to do it. That's what I hear. That's what I'm hearing. And I hear when you are speaking in tongues, I hear the part where I hear the word healing. So that's what I heard. He's trying to put us in a panic mode for us to believe that God is not doing the things that he promised us and to bring on like symptoms.
Thank you. And even as the word was spoken, as it relates to the state of the matter, God is strategically moving over us now. And as I said earlier, at 142, God said he released us from that spirit of fear. And in the earth realm, God is disconnecting us from the realm in the spirit, and many are operating in the demonic, operating in demon fear instead of God fear, and God is making it, he's moving us now to move in a godly mindset or make a godly decision against demon fearing them. He's given us the power to operate in a godly fear so that our godly fear will make demons fear us. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Amen. And I received the word of God for the interpretation of the tongue of healing.
Thank you, Prophet.
Amen. You're welcome. Thank you for releasing that to us. Bless the Lord. We thank you for ministry gifts that are flowing in operation. Anyone else today that God has given a word, you hit *6 on your phone. Hit *6. And when you're flowing in the spirit, you may be new on here, you're a new listener. You're included in this too as well, because God does not God does not discriminate against his mystery. He can use any vessel he wants. So if the Lord gave you something and you want to release it, you can come on in. So he starts to anyone else. Hallelujah. All right. Well, we bless God for of those vessels that has been open to the Spirit of the Lord God and open to share what God has given them on this day. Thank you for being super sensitive to the mind, will, and thought of God on today. I know that some wants to say things, but you're on your job or you're not in a good place to release it. But in the timing of the Lord, you will be able to share that area or that spiritual realm, because God understands circumstances, and God is a God of order. He will not want you to do anything that will violate your job, your position on your job. Amen. Because I know the enemy will start making people feel guilty and shame that I want to say something and I didn't say it, and I'm on a job, and you try to rebuke your job. Don't rebuke your job. God understands. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes. Can you hear me, Prophet? Just a nice again.
We can hear you now. What is the Lord saying?
Yes, sir. It was many things when it comes to this breakthrough. I felt the breakthrough. I realized that every person that is connected to your ministry, to you, is God's divine connection. I also heard while you were praying in the area of the saints, judge your world when you and the authority that you have or we have over demonic spirits. God was showing me back to, how can I say it, you leading a lot of people back to, how can I say it, God's order, God's divine order.
Amen, the divine order of God.
Yes, sir. Because there are so many that are, I don't want to say all, but what did you say, under this, like I said, where I came
from? They are all. A lot of people are all. You can just say it. You can say they are. It's okay. It's okay because the people just, they are. They're just all. Yes.
Yes, sir. And,
yes, yes.
And as you were praying and you even came, dealt with the area of a lot of, what is it, bloodline curses that,
yes.
that administered to me. There are many things in my bloodline, the sins of the fathers, the things that they did, and I realize that that affects our bloodline. When you were praying, I heard the accuser of the brethren to make us feel or to become divided, and that's not God's will, and he's showing me that clearly when you said a major breakthrough today. I felt that, and those that are connected to you, I can feel it today that it is God, those that he connect to you. Sunday, when you had me to pray in the area of vision, God was showing me because you're the leader. You're leading us into what God has put in your heart, back to these mysteries that a lot of us have not, you know, been exposed to yet. But as you continue to lead us and pray for us, God is breaking off that old, what is it, mindset? I'm not sure. What
Amen.
Is that? Yeah.
Yes, that's good. That's real good. Yeah. You're doing good. Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah. It's back to coming, and you said oneness, all of us being on one accord with you and understanding you are. When you teach the mysteries, you know that you have to speak them over and over again and again for us to get them. We just thank God that each and every person's heart wants to be obedient. Every person, even if their mind don't get it now, they will. Those that are called to be with you, that's what I'm getting.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Even when the word of God was released on today by the prophetess at 1:53, God was speaking of the 2:22, how it's important for us to understand the new and the coming into the new of what God is doing in our life and to the lives of his people. Amen. Thank you so much. We bless the Lord for you, woman of God. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else that want to release what God has given them? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks to God. We bless the Lord today for your releasing what the Lord has given you today concerning the events and concerning the timing of God. That's so important, prophetically, between 1:41 p.m. and 1:59 p.m. of the writing, the Lord spoke through his vessels from 1:41 to 1:42 to 1:47 p.m. to 1:49, 1:53, 1:54, all the way to 1:59. He was speaking through his vessels to release the word of God. And I thank you all for your obedience on this 2:22, what the Lord was saying to you as vessels for the kingdom of God. And I acknowledge what God is doing for so many of us because of our position, our willingness to submit to him, our willingness to hear from him and tentatively allow his spirit to be released, and that we're able to pick up exactly what God is saying through his word for his vessels. There's a lot of attack on my vocals and listening to the spirit realm. But we thank God for the spirit of the Lord God being able to use his vessels now for the release of the word of God, of the oil. It is so important that we continue to stay in that dimension and in that spiritual realm so God can continue to reveal to us so many things that are going on in the world and around us. And this is a very pivotal time that he chose us for such a time as this to be, to reveal and to create an exchange in the spirit realm for our obedience for his down payment. Our obedience for his down payment. And we bless the Lord for you on today and thank God for all of those who were willing to share and release what God said to them during this class. Because it takes a people or individual willingness to be obedient to share a such powerful presence like we shared today over his release through his vessels in the lips of Christ. I thank God for you all today, people of God and kingdom leaders on today. Hallelujah. Thanks to God, we're in a very awesome season, very powerful hour. excuse me, what the Lord is doing. And so I thank God for many of you on this day being able to release what God has given you, not from fear, but from the faith and the faith of God, and to be able to walk totally in the things of God without having to be fearful. So I bless the Lord for that on today. Many of the vessels that spoke, so thank you. Certainly thank God for your sensitivity and your obedience to be able to speak those, call those things that be not as though they were. In the spirit of God, in the spirit realm. So we thank God today for you being able to be that vessel that God can use on today. Hallelujah. Thank God for those who have been following us as we've been sharing the word of God on Facebook and on our radio broadcast 102.3. We thank God for how God has ignited something in this season in the spirit realm for many of his vessels. And we thank God for many of you who have been open to receive the word of God, open to share, and open to engage God in this wind that's blowing very strongly in the natural, very strongly in the natural. So I bless the Lord for the kingdom of vessels that God has used and chosen to use in this hour. So I thank you all for your obedience on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We honor the Lord for you and for allowing the Spirit of the Lord God to use you on today. Administrator Brian, I don't know if she's on. Are you on, Administrator Ethan Brian? Because we want her to give the announcement of the upcoming events that are coming. We in this month, and they're all coming to pass fast. We're already in the second day, so things are happening very, very quickly. I thank you, God, for all of us, not only you, but for everybody. Things are happening really, really fast. And so we're thanking God for those things that are happening right now. For you, and you on today. We bless the Lord for those vessels are today. Are you there, Administrator Meyer? Okay. Well, thanks to God, we're hitting this month. We're heading to Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, Virginia, for the What's Love Conference 2022. We'll be heading there with our good friend in the gospel, Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons will be there with them for their What's Love Conference 2 in the city of Hampton, Virginia, Newport News. We're looking to see you all there. Now, real quickly, let me go to my screen here so everybody can know. The event will be the location is the Hilton Garden Inn, 180 Regal Way, Newport News, Virginia, Friday, February 19th, 12 p.m. You have to reserve the seating. Deadline is February 15th. The cost of the registration is $30. The brunch will be served. You can pay your registration fee at Cash App, money sign, RTM Hampton, RTM Hampton. Or you can do it at PayPal at Restoration and Truth Ministry at gmail.com. Sunday, February 20th, 10 a.m. Will be the service. So we're looking to see you and you and you there. That's February 19th and 20th was Love Empowerment Conference 2 in the city of Hampton, Newport News, Virginia. And all requirements will be as CDC, temperature check, face mask required upon entry. So we're looking to see you all there. For more information, down 757-817-1222. Email them at restorationandtruthministry@gmail.com. Looking to see you there, people of God. Hallelujah. All right. Then we will be shifting the month of March. There's other great events that's going to be happening. But we will be preparing you for our church eighth year church celebration, 4 years in our location that we are in presently. April will be 4 years there at that location. And we're looking to see many of you for that event. That is on March 26th, 27th, and commencing on the 28th in Harvey, Illinois. The Lifeline, the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry Church 8 year celebration and event. Amen. Been in pastoring longer than that, but this new congregation that we took over, I believe it was 2015, 2014, around that time, it'll be 8 years that we've taken over. It'll be 4 years at this location. All right. We have other dates that we have for you. So if you would, just kind of govern yourself accordingly. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., my co-host, Evangelist Thelma Sidney, and myself will be ministering the Word of God or sharing. But after that, you can join me at 7 a.m. back here on Facebook Live, When Prayer Makes History, we'll be talking about that. When Prayer Makes History, many of you have been following attentively as we share the Word of God, and following us on Facebook as we share the Word of God. It's an exciting time, and we're excited about what the Lord is doing for the people of God. Amen. About your future into God and all that he's doing there. All right. Go to my Facebook page and you can listen to services and events. Also, April month is surely quickly coming upon us. There's many things happening in the month of April. We're gathering things together for many of you, some of the leaders that have events that are going on in the month of April. I'm just excited about what God is doing. And I'm telling you, it's even getting more and more excitement is coming. So we're looking forward to a phenomenal time in God. Hallelujah. And looking to see you and you are part of those powerful activity and festivity. Amen. All right. Now if you're listening in, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior and your Lord and your Savior, I want to give you an opportunity, beloved, to do that. But it's always important to win, to see souls saved for the kingdom. So many people are broken, and so many people are lost along the way, and they need the Lord. If you don't know him as your Savior today, I want to give you an opportunity to do that. The Word of God says in the book of Romans 10:9, you confess with your mouth that Jesus has died and believe in your heart. He was raised from the dead. Salvation is yours. Salvation is yours. You have that opportunity today. So if that's you, a man of God, a woman of God, this is your day and opportunity to do that. All you have to do is repeat these words after me and then officially live this life. You will see the great, powerful things that the Lord is doing for you and in you. Just repeat these words. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent of every sin I committed against you. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe you died for my sins and raised again from the dead. Hallelujah. 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 Now come into my life today again and accept me as your Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I felt a powerful shift in my spirit when I said that. In Jesus' name, amen. A man of God, a woman of God, you said that and meant it from your heart. Today, you're taking that step into the arms of God. Yes, sir. And the Bible says, he who wins souls is wise. And when one soul accepts Jesus as their Lord and Savior, heaven rejoices. He rejoices at the presence and the power of God for your life on today. If you need us to assist you in a local church, wherever you are around the world, please call our office number at 877-912-2027. 877-912-2027. Hallelujah. We're looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord. Powerful time in the Lord. Now, for the hotel, for the conference as well, for the What's Love Empowerment Conference, if you're coming in, the room block is $99 per night. You can book your room. Deadline for that registration is February the 10th. February the 10th. Amen. You can go on my Facebook page. It's up there so you can reserve your room for the event. I'm looking to see many of you at did awesome conference with Love Empowerment Conference 2, 2022. Amen. All right. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry, you can do this as well. You can go to Cash App at Money Sign, RFPIM, Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. You can also do it through Zelle, Zelle at We Restore You, the letter U, Zelle at We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com. You can also go to our website at We Restore You, the letter U, dot O-R-G. We Restore You, the letter U, dot O-R-G. Click on the right-hand upper corner donation and show that to you. Thank you so much in advance, men and women of God. We appreciate your seed in advance that you have sown into the work that we're doing. Amen. All right, intercession and prayer word. Thank you so much. Continue to follow us as we share the word of God around the world. We thank God for so many other kingdom leaders that are listening in nationally on Blog Talk. We bless the Lord for you all as well over there. Conference line, we bless the Lord for you, you and you today as well. Continue to stay in that powerful place in God, that powerful place in God. Notice that the powerful place in God. Continue to follow us as we share God's word locally and globally around the United States and around the world. Thank God. We appreciate you on today. Administrator Brian, are you there? Okay. Bless the Lord for you once again. All right, people of God, have a continued powerful day. In the Lord, thank you first time. If you're a first time listener and you listen in, this is your first time, you want to hit star six and come in. If you're a first time person, if you're first time listening, just come in and say hello. Let us know who you are. Your first time, hit star six and come in. Blog side, you get it 1-2. All right. Bless you, people of God. You know what time it is in our time zone? It says it's 2:22. Right now, it's 2:22 on 2/2/2022. I'm looking at the clock. It says 2:22 on 2/2/2022. Isn't that powerful? We're in the time at 2:22 at 2/2/2022. Very powerful time that we're in history. Amen. Bless you. Does someone want to say something?
No, sir, I was just agreeing with you. I see the two. I was just going to ask you, what does all the twos represent?
Well, woman, I want you to go to the page that I shared that before because I don't want to start all over for my scheduling purpose. It's very pivotal to understand the two really simply means it means coming into union with God. Two means two when union. It's like the two become one in the union are coming into the oneness of God, too. So you're in the dimensions of two. It's very critical to understand the dispensation of the two. As I talked about it from a seed perspective, sowing the 1:22 harvest seed, the one deals with the genius in you, Genesis. The two deal with becoming one with God. The two becoming one with God. And then the other two, connecting to the four, brings us into what we call creation or separation in the firmament, if you go to Genesis. So what you're getting is you're getting the genius of God and the oneness of God coming into the creation of God to manifest five, the grace of God, the 1:22 seed that people can come into. So all of these two are bringing us into alignment to know we're all becoming one with the Father and one with creation. All very pivotal twos in the dimension. The second month, this is bringing us into oneness. The second day, the oneness of God, 2022, all coming into sequential order in terms of the number. And when we just said 2:22, that's even more powerful. I just looking down as I was writing, and I saw the 2022 for the people of God. So we can understand that. That's why when you hear those numbers and those numbers coming together, it's important for us to lock them into our spirit, lock them in to understand. Now you can put all those twos together, every one of those twos. You can either take 2, 2, 2, 2, that's 3 twos, plus this month, plus this day, that's 5 twos, and then you put the other two, what you get is 6, 7 twos. Then you bring all of those twos together, so actually 8 twos, because you got 2022. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 twos. You have 8 twos in a simultaneously order of 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2022. And that's a very powerful number. When you put all of those twos together, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, you have all of those twos together and the power of how God operates and his oneness with the people of God. Amen. I hope that was able to give you a little bit more understanding in that dimension. You're welcome. Bless you in today. Thank you, God. Bless you all today. And join us as we do drive by with the prophet. Some of us are snowed in around the United States. You're in the central part of the United States, Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana. You are around. You're watching 8. You're in probably the 9 inches of snow right now. They said we're going to get 12 inches probably capped off. It's still snowing profusely around me. So I know we're in the snow. And it's still coming down. So be safe, be strong, walk in the presence of God. You might see me later on, so keep looking us up on Facebook. You'll probably see me jump on a little later on. All right, people said, probably you're a marathoner. I'm just preaching the kingdom of God. All right, be blessed. Thanks, God. We love you all. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in accordance with my prayer for you today. God bless you all.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The Ultimate Read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
This is called I Belong to You.
Why don't you take me, make me what you want me to be? I belong to you. Everything I am,
I belong
to you. And everything I'm not,
I belong to you.
I'm your dog alone, mind, body, and soul. Why don't you take me? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey. You see, you saved my soul.
Yeah.
From a burning hell. Oh, yes, you did. And now, right now, right now, I'm so glad I could tell.
I
really do.
I belong.
Yes.
You.
You're not my deal.
I belong.
Yeah.
You.
You're all alone. Hey, man, break me down. Break me down. See you the spirit that let me sleep at night. Then I wake up early in the morning knowing everything's gonna be alright. Oh, yes I do. I came to Jesus. Just as I was. I was weary. I was worn. I was so sad.
Anybody else found that place? From that day to this one, the Lord has made me glad. Y'all help me sing right here.
Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.